Amazon says it's stopping development on two buildings in downtown Seattle, at least for the time being. SKUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports it's because the city of Seattle is considering a head tax on businesses.
That's 7,000 jobs that are not going ahead in Seattle, hostage to city council's decision about the tax. The tax would force big employers to pay the city for each employee and every hour worked, raising millions for homelessness and affordable housing, according to the city. Greg Johnson of Wright Runstad is the developer of one of the buildings involved. He says if Amazon's job growth in Seattle were really to stop, that would change everything.
Businesses start to pull back from investment. People stop hiring that next person.
Johnson says it's not as though growth just tapers off.
Rarely does it plateau. It simply starts to go the other way, and we get into a down cycle.
Mayor Jenny Durkan released a statement saying she is concerned about the impact of Amazon's decision on new jobs in the city. But she said the city has to solve some of the problems of fast growth while keeping jobs. In the last few days, Amazon announced a total of 5,000 new tech jobs for Vancouver, BC, and Boston. And other cities are throwing tax incentives at the company's feet to be the home of Amazon's HQ, too. Council meets to consider the head tax on May 14th. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.